It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing happy but unhappy. So, what I mean by that, there is a lot of people that seems happy. You know, they say you never can judge a book by its cover. Mm. Normally, we think about, like, somebody with a lot of tattoos. So, you know, I'm just giving an example. Somebody with a lot of tattoos, we automatically think they're a thug or something. But how about the people that looks happy, but they're suffering on the inside? Mm. Everything that's glitter
and gold. Sure, and gold, honey.
Know what I'm saying? I wonder, is that a bad thing though? Are you supposed to act mad when you're mad? I wonder what do people.
So for me, like, I think I just got loud for no reason. I don't know why, but I think for me is you don't have to if you're mad and you don't show you're mad, you don't gotta show me you're mad. You can take that in and walk away and go pray about it and release your energy somewhere else. If you're upset, you don't gotta show you're upset. You can, you know, or you, I look at it like a lot of times when somebody asks somebody like, how are you today? Or are you okay? And the person could be suffering on the inside, and but they still say, yeah, I'm okay. You know, it's a lot of people out here that really is, and it's okay for them to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to share how you truly are feeling. And if you, I just don't, what I don't want about happiness is for it to be fake. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by fake is a difference between the person who, if you ask somebody how they're doing today, and they say, oh, I'm good, or I'm, you know, whatever they may say, and but deep down inside they really aren't. Or versus the person that's like posting all over social media like, I'm happy, and it's nothing anybody could do to bring me down, or can't nobody steal my joy because I'm happy, or like, we didn't ask you. You right. know what I'm saying? But deep down inside, they like miserable. I don't want you. I don't need the fake happiness.
Right. Both of us fake though, right? Do you think them same people that say that they okay, are they the same people posting, or they're different people?
I think they're different people.
Okay.
Yes, they are very different people. Mm-hmm. Some people are private.
Yeah.
So it's not for, like me, for instance, if you ask me if I'm, how am I feeling today? And it's a day where I'm not feeling well, I'm going to tell you I'm not feeling good. Mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, or whatever kind of not feeling good that I'm in that day. Mm-hmm. If I'm not in a good mind space or whatever, I'm going to tell you because I have that relationship with you to talk about those kind of things with you. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at work and somebody say, oh, hey, Keish, how you doing? How are you today? Even if I'm not in a good space, I'm probably going to say, oh, I'm good. How are you?
For me, I can't even act like I'm not in a mood. I don't think I ever have, like, well, sometimes I do, but I know, so whenever I do, when I'm in a mood, I don't know if it's like, I don't know if my moods are happy versus unhappy. It just probably something pissed me off. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think that's the same as a unhappy person in that second, because you don't have to be like a, just because you're unhappy for that time frame doesn't mean that you're unhappy
of a person.
Of a person.
Right.
But so whenever I am going through something, it's kind of hard for me to hide. I don't go around telling people, but for what, I think everything wears in my face, and I'm so full of energy on a good day, and it's a lot of times that's how I am. So whenever I'm in my head space and now I'm acting different, especially my coworkers at one of my jobs, they automatically know what's wrong with you. Is everything okay? And I just be like, dang, like I'm trying to hide it, but they just know because it's not
putting on a front though.
Yeah. No, but yeah. It's almost like I would try to put on a front because you don't want to tell people your business.
Right.
But so I don't even know how, I guess what I'm saying is it's so hard for me to act no matter what type of person you know what I'm saying? What happy that, because we talked about two different people, somebody that's going through it. And they just say, okay, I'm having a good day. You can't tell that they're going through it, but mm-hmm. they suffering on the inside. Or just a miserable person that's like, okay. They acting like they're happy.
Let's talk about both of them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the miserable and let's talk about, because I think it's good to be able to identify that there's two different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to be able to identify them because now you need to take two different approaches with the two different types of people,
mm-hmm.
and how you deal with those people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have someone, you have to be very careful. Like, one thing I like to do is know the people that I'm around. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I don't know you personally, I like to get to see your facial expressions. I like to get to see, you know, how often you moving around or how often you talk to the rest of the people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're doing something different, like today, if you're a person who comes in every morning and you say hello to everybody on the way to your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And today you just come straight in and go sit down. You don't really communicate or converse with anybody,
mm-hmm.
then that lets me know that you're probably not having a good day. Yeah.
What is so crazy is I wish my coworker Ella, and not only Ella, but I want to talk about Ella because she the last person that did it. No lie, every morning I say hi. This morning I say the same hi. This particular morning I say, hey Ella. And it was in my hi. She said, Shani, are you okay? And I'm like, what? Like, it's just crazy. Like, I guess, I don't know. But
that's why you need to get to know someone.
Yeah.
Get to know people.
Yeah.
Even if you don't build friendships with people.
Yeah.
Like, just getting to know people. I had a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I were not co-worker friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're cool today. I think that our friendship is definitely greater than what it was when we first met each other through work. Not because we didn't care for each other, but we just didn't sit in the same area. You know, we just weren't mm-hmm. around each other enough to build a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But she would come in every day like, happy fantastic Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy marvelous Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every day had a something to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly by surely, it was just a, hey, KB. She don't call me KB, but
yeah.
Whatever the name is, she called me at work.
Mm-hmm.
And she the only person at my job that called me that, so I don't need mm-hmm. people to know who I'm, mm-hmm. you know, talking about. And then it was just, and then after a while, and she always started after her shift starts after mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, it would just be like, is such and such here today? And I go walk past her desk and she's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, not her not coming to talk to me, but just no happy marvelous Mondays, no hey KB, no hey to the person that sits next to mm-hmm. me, like no hey nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I extended myself to just start talking to her because I felt something was off. I felt something wasn't right. And the more and more we talked, the more and more we got to know each other. And then one day, you know, she felt comfortable enough to tell me that she was in such a bad space. There were some things going on at home and she was dealing with some heavy stuff. And she just hadn't been the same person. She hadn't been herself for a long time. And she shared some things to me that broke my heart.
Right.
You know, and not broke my heart, but broke my heart because it upset me, but broke my heart because I was heartbroken for her. You know, to see such a happy person going through something that just dimmed her light.
Right. Wow.
So, like, I think that it's really, really important to know that if a person, and I did have two coworkers that didn't care for her necessarily for whatever reason they had, you know, they didn't care for her too much. Not that they didn't care for her, but they didn't know her enough to care for her. And one day they were gossiping. And they were saying things that I didn't necessarily like because now she and I had built a coworker friendship. So I felt uncomfortable in their conversation. And they were all the way wrong.
Wow.
So I had to, like, I literally had to say something. Like,
what,
I
they
had
were
to,
speaking on her situation or something?
Well, one of them said something really mean, like, almost like, kind of like, remember how when we was arguing with the family, and one of the family members, like, was like, to you, she was like, she said something like, "And but you need to get your such and such."
You can say it.
Oh, she was like, well, I can't remember really what she said.
About to say.
Like, you need to get your mom or something. Like, whatever she said. That's not what she said. I know it's not what she said. Like, you need to worry about, instead of worrying about this, you need to be worried about your mom. And it was in a sense of that. This coworker didn't say the person's mom. It was a different type of family member. But in that instant, I knew, because she and I personally had conversation about the things that she was experiencing outside of work. And to speak on this family member that this person may be having issues with. Like, I felt that that was like a low blow, like a dig. You know, and it was unnecessary. And I, one of them, I pulled him to the side because I didn't think the other one was capable of having a certain type of conversation, and I'm not gonna waste my time. But the other one that I do know is capable of having a conversation, I told her, I was like, you know, it's some, she, that woman is going through some things. I'm not going to share with you because she didn't share it with you, but when you and the other girl was saying certain things, it really was unnecessary and uncalled for because you really don't know what this girl is going through. And I did say, like, one thing. I'm like, I said, that woman is hurting. And, you know, because I, from things that she has expressed to me, she let me know that she was hurting due to that particular situation. And she was like, oh, wow. I really had no idea that she was going through so much in her life. And she was like, and this is, she was like, I'm just going to apologize to you because I can't go to her and apologize because she doesn't need to know we had this conversation. But I will apologize to you, one, for putting you in that situation, knowing that you talk with her. And two, just not being a little more understanding, knowing that people go through stuff. And it's possible that if she seemed to be unhappy, that it's possible that she's going through something. And I didn't think to think that far. So it really is important for us to, like, pay attention to the people that's around us, because some people just aren't openly going to tell you.
So okay, this lady was jolly, right? and she showed you that she was going through something by her silence. What about, so are you not supposed to take the same precaution when somebody shows you that they're going through something because they're miserable? Because a lot of people, I have a coworker, and honestly, a lot of times when she say stuff, I say to myself, wow, she has to be miserable. Like, she upsets herself. She's like, she's constantly, she's just, I can't even explain it. Like, she seems like a, like, I feel like everybody that know her probably in their head or is thinking that she's miserable. Just everything about her conversation is a miserable person conversation. But I feel like, wow, I really feel bad for her. Like, what is going on with her that she's like this? So I said that to say, do you, like, you know, do you take precaution? Because everybody go through something, they just act differently. So this one, she probably was normal. She probably didn't get to the miserable stage. She was just probably going through something which made her silent. She wasn't that bubbly, happy person no more. Now she's keeping to herself. Others going through something and it makes them become a miserable person.
So let me define the difference and why I would handle the two differently. Mm-hmm. This girl going through something, being down and whatever her life is, whatever's going on in her life dampened her being genuinely happy in the moment. This girl is a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't, I mean, of course we don't always know people until we get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
But she really is a good person, and she go out of her way for her friends. Like, just a genuine good person. Not the kind of person that's going to stab you in the back. If you needed her to take up for you, she got your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter who she's going up against. It could be another one of her friends. If the friend is wrong, the friend is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, not only have I heard her say that, but I've seen her actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, she just really genuinely deep down is, like, a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Not malicious or do anything with, like, malintent or anything like that. Just mm-hmm. not going to go out of their way to set you up or
mm-hmm.
want you to fail or anything like that. I feel like a person that's a miserable person,
mm-hmm.
they go out of their way to be, to do bad things to people or be a bad person in general because their misery is causing them to be miserable and causing them to be mean-spirited
mm-hmm.
people. Like, a mean-spirited person is a person that's got to be a miserable person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I've seen you do mean-spirited things and at some point in time, I don't even want to ask or want to try and get to know you enough to know what you're going through or what's going on in your life. Because I don't know which way you coming. The old me want to love everybody and hug everybody. Well, not hugs. I don't give hugs. But love everybody and be there for everybody. And just but as I got older, I started realizing, like, you can't do that with everybody.
Yeah. The me, the new, the me becoming, I guess, right? I want to understand. So sometimes, and then I really believe that sometimes you're so low on your misery that you're not even aware at this point. Maybe at the beginning when you start doing it, because hurt people like hurt people, but you done became miserable for so long that you don't even know. So sometimes I ask, what happened? You all right? Because you know, you do this and you do that. Like, what's going on? So that I can better understand. And that way, I don't want to deal with you. I can't save you.
That's what I mean,
though. Yeah, I can't save you, but it helps me understand. Because okay. At times when this girl speaks, out, I'm like, wow, she really got it bad. But it's more so that I can understand, and is less passing judgment. Like, she's so, you know, like the conversation, then the conversation is changing. I'm no longer like, she's a miserable bitch. Like, damn, then it was just like, I feel bad because you really.
You know what? I feel like every miserable person had something happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't just wake up and be a. You can't wake up and just be like. Or maybe you can. I don't know. But I feel like either it happened during your childhood, mm-hmm. something traumatic, mm-hmm. or you grew up watching people be evil, mm-hmm. and doing evil and mean-spirited things, so that's who you became. Like, I think there's something that happens to a miserable person, every miserable person. Yeah,
and this particular person, it stems from her childhood. Mm-hmm. So the more she talk, and she don't even know she's telling me anything. She's not venting to me when I say what happened. Nothing, girl. It's not even that. You'll be surprised when I get it out of her. Not when she's telling me. But it connects me of why she's this way. It makes me just understand. I'm no longer like
saying to. See, I used to be the person who wanted to understand. Okay. I used to be the person when I was younger, because I was just. And this is for me, not for you, because you're becoming a person who want to understand. I think we're flip-flopped, like, that's you becoming, and that was me when I was younger, and now I'm becoming a person who don't care.
Right.
And I hate to say that, like, so strongly, mm-hmm. also, because I used to give so much of my energy mm-hmm. to want to, like, understand why somebody is the way they are, so that I can be like, you know what, I feel bad for her, like, mm-hmm. and so that if they do something, I'm not upset, or I'm not let down, or I'm not hurt. Mm-hmm. Now I just automatically say, this person must have gone through something. I don't need to know what.
Yeah.
I don't need to know when, where, how. I don't need to know what it is mm-hmm. that's causing you to be a miserable person. I just automatically attach that mm-hmm. to being miserable. Mm-hmm. And I say, I can pray for this person mm-hmm. and pray that God changes their life and change their spirit. But I'm going to keep going and move on.
Yeah. So, okay. So there's nothing wrong with it, by the way. Me, I think, although what the hell happened, right? It helps me understand, but I do definitely keep going. And okay. It makes me feel sorry that you wake up every day miserable. However, it doesn't make me want to help you and stay in your life, because I can't save you. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? It just, from a distance, it make me ignore you a little bit more. It make me be like, girl, jeez. Wow. But it's kind of like a balance. I just keep on going. In my brain, I may say, Doran, she miserable. But I won't repeat it as much to somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the gossip that she's miserable, because already, not that I asked her, but she's already... And so many words telling the room, but she ain't really telling the room. She just, you know how somebody be mad. You be like, for an example, you be like, my father wasn't in my life. You know, them kind of people. Not, she ain't really telling you like, I'm miserable because mm-hmm. this, that, the third. It's just her outburst. Like, my father wasn't in life. And you say, oh, okay. This is why she's mm-hmm. looking. This is not her situation. I'm just making this up. This is okay.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because I wanted to talk about the fake happiness that people display on like social media. So when I think about what you just said, you said that she'll be some, not her particularly, but a person could be like, just through conversation, my father wasn't in my life. So I'm picturing a conversation where we could probably just be talking about some general things. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, kids that didn't have a father growing up are more likely to end up not doing well in school. I don't know. I'm making it up, right? And a person could be like, well, I did great in school. I graduated from high school with straight A's. And look at me now. Like, and my dad wasn't in my life.
Yeah.
They telling you something.
Right.
Especially if you see all the miserable shit that they do.
Yeah.
Then you can, like, connect the dots. Yeah. Like,
it did hurt you. You just don't, you're just not aware.
Oh, no, you're aware. They're aware.
You think so?
Some of them, they're aware. Because it depends on the conversation.
Yeah.
Put them in a whole different kind of conversation with different people.
Yeah, true.
They might say, you know what? Me not having my dad in my life, it really did, you know, have some effects on me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It depends on who they around and what the conversation is.
Right. So, at that point, are you, like, living... Who do people... So, to the misery people, that the miserable people that be on Facebook or social media every day proving themselves every single day, it drives me nuts. Because them the people be like, I'm so happy. They post this every day.
Oh, child.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. When you're that happy, as you keep posting, you ain't... I don't know who need to hear this, but if you trying to constantly prove that you're a good person or that you're happy or whatever it is, nine times out of ten, honey, you're not. I'm going to be honest with you. The light, everything about your happiness, it glows. Like, you will have a light.
Child, your aura.
Your aura.
Your aura.
You'll have, like, this, I can't even, like...
You ever, so, all right, like, because right now I feel like everybody's talking about mental peace, right? I was watching this, this guy on Instagram, I mean, on TikTok, and I forgot what the hell he was saying, and I sent it to you, and I posted it on my Facebook and my story, and I saved it, because... Whatever positive stuff that he was talking about, it didn't come with the mental. I only believe in mental peace, but it didn't come with a but, or it didn't come with a do what you got to do to make yourself happy, but or this, that, and the third. Like, when I say he was just out in, like, some field somewhere. And the music that he had playing, and the calmness in his voice, I just was like the aura, the vibe, his juju or whatever, whatever you want to call it, whatever the people call it, it just was spilling off of him through the phone. Cause I'm nowhere near this man. That's gotta be. Yeah. You can't fake that.
No, you can't fake that.
You can't fake that, but what you can fake is a Facebook or a TikTok or a whatchamacallit post where you saying, like, I have this post right here that I found, right?
You can fake that. The thing is, so what the difference between homeboy and homeboy that's posting about mental peace and you can feel it, all the happy, all the people that, they don't even have to be happy, but all the people that want to be there is going to rub off on them, right? You're gonna get it. You don't even have to be, you might not be miserable, but you not in that happy place, but it's going to rub off and it's going to be like goals. The other happy people are going to notice and recognize that this guy is in peace, and that people that's not really in his peace, they're going to hate you. They're the ones who gonna hate it. They not gonna understand how were you there, and it must be fake to them. Because,
and you know why else they hate it? They hate it because now, so for me personally, this is peace, mental peace to me, or happiness to me, is when you're so at peace Like, you ever see them commercials and somebody walking down the street and it's a bunch of activity going on around them, but mm-hmm. they can't see nothing? Mm-hmm. They just walking straight through. I mean, like, bombs mm-hmm. dropping, yeah, buildings collapsing. Yeah. But they just walking mm-hmm. and nothing happens to hit them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So, the bombs, the buildings, right? Sound of special effects. But the bombs, the buildings, the cars crashing, mm-hmm. all of that, to me, mm-hmm. is, it's like a,
You have a tunnel vision, like you just
walking. Not even tunnel vision. I think is, you know how when you listen to it, I'm about to be in a whole different place, so okay. follow me. You know how when you listening to a song or something, like this girl was at my job the other day and she was saying how back in the day when she was so young, she didn't understand what Erykah Badu song, Bag Lady was mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. Like, she used to say, oh my God, I want to have a whole bunch of bags too. And her aunt was like, you don't want bags. Mm-hmm. The bags is just a metaphor. Mm-hmm. Bags mean baggage. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be walking around carrying all this baggage, mm-hmm. carrying a heavy load.
Right.
And she didn't know that bags meant baggage. Mm-hmm. So when I see that person walking down the street mm-hmm. and I see the building collapsing, cars crashing, all of this happening, but mm-hmm. they just like going, mm-hmm. is those things that's collapsing mm-hmm. could be a ton of different things. Mm-hmm. Like, so when I look at it in a way of being at peace, mm-hmm. all of this bad stuff mm-hmm. could be happening right around you. Mm-hmm. But you in so much peace, you don't even see it.
Yeah.
You don't mm-hmm. respond to it. Yeah. You don't feel it. You don't nothing. Right. It. Yeah. So now let's replace all of the bombs and the cars and everything with the bad people that's really mm-hmm. not happy. Mm-hmm. And they doing stuff to get at you because mm-hmm. they trying to figure out, why is this person at so much peace? Yeah. Like, why is this person, now they getting mad mm-hmm. because they setting up traps and the subliminals yeah. and all that other kind of stuff. And you ain't even responding.
Yeah.
And you not responding on purpose. You not responding because
you don't even
get even catch it. Because you yeah. just so at peace. It
right.
It means nothing.
A lot of times, I feel like I read this.
That's my level of peace that I'm striving for.
I read this meme one time on social media, and it says something like, I don't catch subliminals because I'm not following people that don't like me, right? I feel like a lot of times, a lot of people, yes, they are going through something in their life a lot of times, but other miserable people create their own
absolutely
situations. Like, they follow people that they don't like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you following somebody you don't like and they throwing subliminals and you catching every subliminal. Then on top of all of that, you say you want to be at you're at peace. F everybody who don't like me. Because then you're throwing a subliminal back. If you want to be, and this is for anybody who really want to be there, you would simply block the haters. You wouldn't even have that. So you can't even see a subliminal.
mm-hmm.
Because now if somebody get mad at you that you like, you know, that you follow and you think you like, you can't see it because you don't even.
Mm-hmm.
Realize, you know what I'm saying? But if you're intentionally following somebody that you don't like,
mm-hmm.
or you on somebody page,
or not that you don't like, because when you have mental peace, you don't even care about yeah. people that much to not yeah. like them or have an ill feeling towards them. You just live your life and mm-hmm. people don't matter.
Right.
But you know somebody don't like you, especially if you genuinely want to have a relationship with a person. Like, mm-hmm. you want to have a friendship or a cordial ship with a person,
mm-hmm.
and you know that they feel some type of way towards you, and you know that they send subliminals, and the subliminals be about you,
mm-hmm.
and you don't let them go mm-hmm. on social media, or yeah. you don't remove yourself from
mm-hmm.
that circle of friends, yeah. or that circle of whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are still bringing that. You're not going to reach the mental peace that you're looking for.
Yeah, true.
You got to remove yourself.
Just simple as that. It's kind of hard because we, for whatever reason, attract to toxic people.
So and we want
to stay there because it's kind of entertaining.
Right.
But when you feel, when you're that guy and you're walking and these bombs is dropping and you want it. You don't need that entertainment. You want that boring life. Mm-hmm. And you just walking and these bombs is just dropping. You don't give a damn about those subliminals.
Right.
Or, you know, hanging on to these toxic people. You don't give a damn. Because this right here, that cloud right there, you like floating. Like,
right.
It's like the best weed you ever had.
Right. And you know what else I did? I blocked a person before on social media, and people was like calling me and saying like, yo, did you see what such and such posted? Or I would get a text like, yo, what's going on with such and such? You see the stuff that such and such is posting? And I started telling people like, do me a favor. I don't follow this person on social media. And it wouldn't even be the subliminals that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't even be about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It would be because I had literally removed myself from this person altogether, you know, and they would just be posting like negative stuff all the time to the point where it's like, I don't even know if they're going through something with someone or are they just really that miserable of a person or negative of a person that negative and miserable things they find liking to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, listen, don't call me to tell me what this person is posting.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to know.
Yeah. You gotta,
myself so far that I don't want nobody to tell me what they're going through. I have
a friend that used to tell me all the time, right? She used to tell me that her friends would come back and constantly tell her what is going on. All the bad news that you can think of. But that, and she's the character in it. She don't see it, but her friends see it. So I would be like, wow, I have to ask, how come, why is this okay for you?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know everything. Nobody should want to know everything. Mm-mm. Listen, I don't give a damn who you are, how nice you are, how peaceful you are. People are going to talk about you. Don't get in the habit of wanting somebody to always come back and tell you what's going on. Nip that in the bud. So she be like, you were right. See, I didn't think of it like that. You gotta think of it like that. You gotta sis.
But I think it's all a part of the learning process too, because like you said, we all at some point in time, no matter where we are in our lives, was attracted to some form of toxic. So I think that,
yeah, it wasn't her friend's fault. Her friends didn't mean no ill.
No, I'm talking about her.
Yeah.
I'm talking about her. Because I can honestly say, at first, even before I blocked that particular person, and so if I didn't see the post and somebody else called, I would go straight to the post to go look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I was open to people, like, calling me and telling me about the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, I would get on the phone and call you, like, you know, and, or whatever, like, and then I realized in my life, like, this isn't what, I really do try to be at peace within myself at all times, and this situation was so heavy on me that I had to get to a point. So the point that I'm making is I wasn't always there. I knew that peace meant a lot to me. I knew that I took certain steps with basically hanging with the right kind of people, putting myself in the right kind of situations. I was already doing a lot of that stuff. But the one thing that I wasn't doing was making sure other people
wasn't
bringing a negative to me. Like, I was blocking it out, but the people wasn't bringing it to me. So I'm literally growing in steps.
Right.
Growing in
steps.
So
I think how I found out that I don't really, everybody grows differently, right? So that's yours. I want to tell you about mine. I never really had people report bad news to me. I don't know why. It's not like it. I just got lucky, actually. But I tell you how I figured out how I was hurting myself. I was putting myself in these situations. It was me with men, right? I talk about this and want to hurt people, but I want to repeat it again, because I would go to other people pages, and maybe it don't have, like, you know what I'm saying, not really what you talking about, but I would still go to the other women's pages, and I would be hurting myself.
Yeah.
So I'm big on how you do anything is how you do everything. So if I do have a hater, I'm not going back to the hater page, just like I'm not going back to a stranger page that knows, of course we know about each other, but I'm not about to see my men with their women, and you know what I'm saying? And yeah. This is making me
You're not
happy.
About to do that to yourself.
I'm not about to do that to myself. So
you go to her page. I remember us talking about that. Was it Hurt People? It was something. I don't know if it was Hurt People.
Well, whatever.
I do remember us talking about it. Like, you know, now you worrying yourself, like, is she pretty? Mm-hmm. Is she cuter than me? Mm-hmm. Is she skinny? Is she fat? She got long hair.
Right.
You like, and you wind she up dress nice. Like you
wind up driving yourself
driving
crazy.
Driving your own self crazy.
Same thing. If I'm losing y'all, I'm sorry. I know KB always know. Sometimes when I go off, some people just like, where does that come from?
No, or I try to tie it in because I know you're not off.
But you know,
off,
you, right,
I know
you know
how
me.
Like, right now, I know how this ties into what we're talking about.
So, I want to bring the audience, though, because I feel like you understand, just like you understand your nephew baby talk, for whatever reason, you understand. You understand me. We talk a little bit more. So, guys, if you follow me, how you do anything is how you do everything. So, the same way you're going to his and her page is the same way you go to his and her, the hater, and then you're not in a relationship with them. This is now your enemy, and now you catching these subliminals because you have no business there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your friends have no business
calling you to tell you. Especially if you removed yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if you realize on your own, I need to remove myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we put ourselves in it, and sometimes we fall into it. Because we wasn't even trying to be there, but it happened. Mm-hmm. So, once you fall into it, you got to recognize, don't try to work this out. Mm-hmm. Don't try to make this better. Don't fight back. Don't make it worse.
Right.
Just get the hell out.
Right.
Because that's also how we can... I want to tie it all back in because I don't want people to think we're going off on a tangent. We're talking about being fake happy. Because we can tell ourselves we're happy, but we're doing all the other stuff in the world that contradicts us being happy.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that you can do to stop contradicting your own thought process of that you are happy.
Right.
So
happy people, guys... Happy people is not on some real stuff. I know this sound like cliche, but happy people ain't worried about a hater.
Mm-mm.
They don't have time.
They are not worried about a hater. So before I finish what I was getting ready to say, I brought this up several times and then got off track with it. So this was a post that I came across, and this was actually the post that made me want to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl. I showed up in my newsfeed. Don't even know her. The post is like, it's hashtag self-worth. Mm-hmm. So you already know that this is about to be something to yourself to help you build up your self-worth. So this is supposed to be positive, right? Mm-hmm. From the door. And then her words, not the meme itself, but her words says, I'm definitely not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start off there. I'm definitely not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even got to think like that. When you're happy, you're not even thinking about who you're not for. You're so in the lane of happiness that the people that's not for you, they fall off. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But read everything and then let's talk about it.
Right, okay. I'm just like, first is the self-worth, then it's, I'm definitely not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes acknowledging the bad part in itself is toxic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's all you got out of that?
Right. Right. When you ever see somebody post some good shit and you be like, that's what you got out of that? So then the meme itself says, I'm not everyone's favorite, but cheers to those who appreciate me. here's the here is a negative and a positive in that statement. Mm-hmm. This is how you know a person who thinks that they're happy, who thinks that they're not for everybody, who thinks that they're going in the right direction, but your happiness is fake. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you why. Your happiness is fake because you just, in so many ways, canceled out the happiness with the negative.
You wanna be for everybody.
No, I don't. I'm not even saying that you wanna be for everybody.
Cause you wouldn't even like you wanna. You know what?
Oh, I get what you mean.
Them fake people.
Like you really.
You wanna be
for real on the low. You wanna be for everybody.
If you understood that you're not for everybody, because by all means,
gotta talk about it.
By all means, there's not a person in this world that's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So if you.
You don't even have to acknowledge it.
You don't have to acknowledge it.
So when you acknowledge, that goes back
to you. Then cheers
to
the people, like.
That goes back to when you said the people to be like, oh, I'm happy. But we see straight through you, because why you got to convince somebody?
Yeah.
We, sis, I already know you're not for everybody, because there's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
But everybody isn't for everybody. Yeah. So because we already know that, it's what's understood doesn't need to be explained.
It don't have to be explained, baby girl.
It don't have to be explained. So now that you gotta...
You can be the nicest person on earth and somebody may not like you. Gotta like you gotta be okay with it.
So now that you have to take your time out and mm-hmm. profess it, now I know deep down inside you want to be for everybody.
Yeah.
And you are really hurting on the low. And then the next part, I am not everyone's favorite, but cheers to those who appreciate me. How come you just couldn't come on here and make a post about, I just want to give a shout out to the people who appreciate me, mm-hmm. the people who got my back. I love y'all, and I'm riding with y'all to the sun don't shine.
Right.
Guess what? That post don't mention it. It don't mention nothing about the people that ain't riding mm-hmm. for you. It don't mention nothing about the people who don't appreciate you.
Right.
It don't mention nothing about you not being for everybody or who everybody is for. It don't mention no negatives on here. It just meant that you was sitting in your room and you thought, damn, I got some great people in my life.
Right.
Or somebody just did something for you so dope that it made you reflect. So you wanted to come and say, I got some dope ass people in my life. You can be happy without, no, you are happy when it doesn't come attached with the buts. But when you are not happy,
every time you put a butt in there, some happy, shit that come after it.
And you put a butt in there, then you really ain't happy.
Yeah.
Just like when people apologize and they say, I'm sorry for doing XYZ to you, but when you're not really really sorry.
Yeah.
If you can't come to me without the buts, don't come to me.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, if you come to me and you really genuinely are sorry, and I'm going to pick up on that. Because like you said, the aura, the vibe around you, I'm going to feel that this is right. I'm going to feel that this is good. And it's going to make me connect what I did to you. And it's going to make me say, you know what? I did some fucked up shit to you too, and I want to apologize as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say I want to apologize as well, but this is what you did to make me do that.
Yeah.
We don't even got to talk. What's understood.
Yeah. You can say I apologize, but you really upset me that day and it just made me. You can say that, but don't say, but you did this too. Don't be. I'm sorry to get on topic.
Right.
But don't apologize. That's not an apology to say, I apologize, but you did that to me first. I'm just giving you
an example. Right, that's not right. Really, that's what I mean.
You're not sorry. You meant to do that because you did that to me first. Because
right.
I did that to you.
You
meant
so
to
which
do
means
it. So don't apologize, sucker.
You was being vengeful.
Right.
And you did what you did on purpose, which actually, I may have not even thought about what I did.
Right, yeah.
I probably didn't even know I was doing something that wasn't right to you. But because it hurt you, you sat there and purposely thought about what it was you was going to do to me to get me back.
Yeah.
Don't come to me with the buzz.
Oh, no.
Don't do
no.
that.
That was thought out, my love.
That was thought out.
So much you're sorry.
Right.
You're sorry for. But anyway.
Right.
But anyway.
It's so easy to just be fake happy and not even know it or realize it.
Yeah.
And I like, these kind of posts are all up and down my timeline. And I just be like, maybe because I'm on such a different level of searching Mm-hmm. For, I'm not going to say that I'm at a stage of peace that I need to be, because I'm still working on myself. Mm. But because I'm in search for that level of mental peace.
You know, that's not the meme, the good memes and the negative you can, caption is not what you
right.
What you trying to get into.
I'm not even that. When I'm, because I'm on a search, I'm starting to learn, like, I'm putting the list together. Like, mm-hmm. if you say that you're happy or you say that you're in mental peace, these are the things that you just don't do.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I'm putting a list together. I'm putting a list together. And that right there is one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Faking, being happy, telling the world that I'm happy. Mm-hmm. That's on my list.
Yeah.
I don't got to tell the world that I'm happy. You going to know I'm happy when you walking down the street with me, mm-hmm. and you that building that mm-hmm. collapsed on mm-hmm. the side of me. Mm-hmm. And I paid your ass no damn mind. You going to know I'm happy. Mm-hmm. You going to know that I'm peaceful. I'm at peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you still there left in shambles and I walk past somebody else that's a bomb. They are the bomb. And I still keep going and don't even look to my right. And you see that? Now you may have said to yourself, oh, she only doing that to me because she don't want to be, she pretending like she don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. But when you see me do it to somebody else, you really going to be like, well, damn, that mm-hmm. might have not been fake. Mm-hmm. That might be for real.
Yeah.
And then you, when you keep seeing me going.
Yeah.
You're going to really understand that I'm at peace, so I don't even have to tell you.
You're going
to
be the, if unbothered was the person. Man.
If unbothered was a person.
And it's going to be you walking.
If at peace was a person.
If at peace was a person. I'm hollering. You're going to be the new commercial that Eric, they're going to, I just imagine, like, you on a commercial. And now it's not a meme no more. It's just a commercial that's coming on at nighttime.
You want to be at peace?
You want to be at peace? KB, we are about...
That was a good topic.
Yeah. So good. What are some tips? What are some tips to help a person that's becoming to get there? You said,
or working on
themselves,
right? Or I love the word becoming.
Yeah. What are some tips to help people? Because
write a list.
Yeah.
Cause we ask other people. If you see somebody that's happy, ask them.
Oh,
what did you
one.
Do to get there?
Good one. What did you do to get
there? I don't know one person that didn't go through something that could have affected their happiness. Mm-hmm. So ask them, what did you do to get there? Were you always happy? And if you was always happy, how did you ignore the life things around you mm-hmm. so that you can remain happy?
Okay.
And if you wasn't always happy, how did you get there?
Right. I want a tip that I want to give to get to the happiness. Always look for the positive in a situation. If you change your mind, you change your life. So if there's always, it's not a person, not playing though, not KB.
Oh my gosh, I know we only got a few seconds, but finish your statement because I got to give a real life story.
There's not a person walking this God's green earth that don't have unhappy days. But if you're going through something, if you're down right now, I guarantee you, that there's something that's, you could look in the bed and find something positive within that situation. And the more that you train yourself to continue to look for the good in a situation, you will have better days. That's
right.
My tip, guys.
And so, which ends up being how you do anything is how you do everything. Yes. So, when all the bad situations keep happening, you'll become so used to looking for the positive mm-hmm. in it. Like, you'll end up being such an optimistic person mm-hmm. that every time something negative is going on, you're the one person in the circle like, but what about this? Because I think that this could work because, mm-hmm. you know, when people looking at you like,
Bitch, shut up.
I'm so used to people saying to me, like, what the? but this is what's going on. And I'm like, but listen, though, like, for real. Yeah. So, a situation right now, current, mm-hmm. in my life, a friend of mine has passed away. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to his mom. And, by the way, he absolutely loves Shit Talk Radio. So, it feels good for me to talk about this on this episode. But I was talking to his mom. And it's such a sad situation. And she said to me, she said, you know what, Keisha? I'm so happy that it happened the way that it happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, in my head, like, how are you happy? Like, right. Your son is no longer here. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm grateful that it happened the way that it happened. Because had it happened any other way, and if he had to live afterwards... Mm-hmm. He would not have been at peace with that.
Wow.
So if it would have been different.
That's her only child, right?
That's her only child.
Wow.
You know, if, you know, his medical issue mm-hmm. caused him to no longer be here. Mm-hmm. So she was saying, like, what if he would have survived it and it caused another disability on top of whatever he was going through? Mm-hmm. He would have been miserable.
Right.
I wouldn't have wanted to see my son like that.
Yeah. Amen.
What if he wouldn't have been able to take care of himself?
Right.
He would tell you a whole nother story mm-hmm. if his life wasn't right.
Yeah. Now, and see that, guys? She took death and looked at the positive in death and child. It's her only child, so if you could... Could you imagine?
And this is the day after he passed away.
Could you imagine?
This is the day after he passed away, and she already was looking for... the positive in it.
Wow.
You know? And he was really the kind of person that he was going to live his life. Mm-hmm. And he had to do it his way, on his terms, and how he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So imagine if after his health condition caused him to have a disability and he couldn't live his life the way he wanted, how he wanted. He would have been miserable.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have wanted to live through that.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have wanted to see her son live through that.
Yep.
So she found the positive.
Damn, the day after.
The day after. Like, she found the positive. And that, like, when I got off that phone call, that really did something. Amen. Literally.
Amen.
To me.
Amen. Man. Amen. I'm a positive person, but man, I don't know. That's too good.
Right?
That's good.
That means she must be an amazing woman.
Wow.
She Amen. Must be an amazing woman.
Wow, I gotta pray for things like that, child. Wow, mm-hmm. I don't even want to imagine that, but yes.
Right.
Good.
Well, I just want to be able to be in that kind of peace.
Yeah.
That even something so heavy.
Yeah, wow.
Got That's me dope. Looking for the positive. Wow. That's the kind of peace I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you have anything?
No.
No updates, no nothing?
Nope.
All right, well, with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk,
we talk.
Sheesh.